D'mai, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah is not dealing on Shabbos like the previous two Mishnahs. This is just generally during the week. Poel she'enu ma'aminu le'bal habayis. You have a worker that doesn't believe his bal habayis. The bal habayis has to give from the worker from what he's working in the field, give him what to eat while he's working. So noitel gregeris achas farmer. So now the master is an ama aretz. So this person that's working the field has to take one fig. So let's say he has 100 figs. So noitel gregeris achas farmer. He takes one and he says zoi v'seisha abos acharea. This one and the 9 that come right after it. Asuyas meiser al tishim shani oichel. This is going to be meiser on the other 90 that I'm going to eat. Zo asuya trumas meiser. Now he focuses on that first one. This is going to be trumas meiser alehen. Meiser sheni b'achrona. Now he's covered. So he's got trumas meiser. Now what about meiser sheni? That's the only other thing he has to be concerned about. That's going to be b'acharona. Acharona here means, the Mepharshim explain, the next 10 figs. So in other words, the top layer of 10 figs was Maestris, one of them was Trumas Meiser, and then the next layer of 10 figs, Achrona doesn't mean the very end of the heap, the bottom, it just means right after this one, so it's the next 10. U'mechulul al hamois, and the Meiser Sheni is going to be Mechul al mois, so now we can eat the Meiser Sheni. V'choisich gregeris echos, and he withholds from himself not eating one gregeris. He can't steal from the Baal HaBayis. Let's say he was only supposed to get 100 figs, so he can't take an extra one. So even though he normally would have been eating 100 figs, he's now eating only 99. That's what it means. V'choisik gregeris achas. He's preventing himself from eating that extra gregeris, that extra fig. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer lo yachsoich. Don't withhold yourself from eating that extra fig. Mivnei shehu mimayit milachdosh b'al habayis. Because now you're going to be diminishing the work that you're required to do to the b'al habayis. Because people need to eat well to do work. And even, I guess, this one little fig is diminishing in certain way the efficiency and production of your work. So according to Rishon Gamliel, what does he then do? So the Rav explains, he has to buy an extra fig off of his master. So he pays a little bit for it. So instead of having 100, I guess he had sort of 101. Now if you notice, we weren't worried about this in the previous Mishnayos with the Baal Habayis, with the guy that was sitting at the table on Shabbos. Because there, like we said, when we brought down with the Yushalmi, that the Baal Habayis is happy. Just the fact that he's there, and he's not like a worker where he has to eat a certain amount. Even though the Baal HaBayis is inviting him there to eat a certain amount, there it's a different situation. So here, according to Rishon Gamliel, you have to make sure that you end up eating the full amount that you would have, and it even has to come out of the poel's pocket. Rabbi Yosi Melo Yachsor, Rabbi Yosi says you don't have to withhold from eating. Ibneshu Tanai Basin, because it's a Tanai Basin that Trumas Meister should come from the Baal HaBayis, and Meister Sheni comes from you, the poel. Therefore, the Baal HaBayis, the Rav explains, he's mechuyev to give you your full fill of groigrois, your full fill of figs in this case, and he has to be the one to take off trumas meiser. We understand that the Baal HaBayis is saying he took off trumas meiser from a different place, but because it's takanas basin and lechar, because the halacha is that you have to be concerned with demai, so you don't have to worry about needing to buy an extra fig, like Rav Shimon Gamliel said. Rather, yes, we want the poel to eat 100 figs, but what he can do is he can just take an extra fig from the Baal HaBayis to complete his 100 figs. He does not have to buy it and deny himself from eating 100 figs.